You know, I'm really glad I accepted your invitation to visit, because Wales is a lot different to what I thought.
You showed me where you come from last semester break, so I decided now it was my turn to return the favour. But what do you mean about Wales? What were you expecting?
Well, I always thought of Wales as an industrial powerhouse. You know, with all the coal and iron mines. Wales was, after all, a bastion in Britain's Industrial Revolution. I guess I expected a pitted landscape, but this is lovely.
Yeah, things have changed. What used to be our mainstay is long gone. By the 1980s, most of the coal pits in Wales had closed. They say it's because the domestic demand had fallen and we just weren't competitive enough in international markets.
You know, it sounds a lot like what happened to the textile and shipbuilding industries at home in Northern Ireland. We used to be known worldwide for our linen.
I know. And some of the finest ships in the world were built in Belfast. You showed me when I was there, remember?
Yes, and there's not much of that left now either. Both industries are still struggling, even though the government has tried to attract new business to the region. But let's be honest, it's the people who are struggling the most as a result. Here too.
Right. Economies are weak all over. Did you know that Wales still qualifies for EU structural funds as one of the most disadvantaged regions of Europe? We're ranked 10th of the UK's 12 regions economically.
And guess who's ranked 12th? Really, it's all about service now, and there's not much money in that. I just read that services account for almost 70% of economic output and 78% of employees in Northern Ireland. My sister couldn't get a job after she finished university, and now she works in a restaurant.
Yeah, Wales is dominated by the service sector too. Our service sector has grown much more than in the rest of the UK.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, I don't want to be too pessimistic. We do have two important manufacturing sectors, automotive components and electronics. Ford is one of the biggest employers with a major engine plant at Bridgend. I know a number of people who have found jobs there. More than 150 North American and Japanese electronics companies have started operations here since the 1980s.
That ties in well with the end of the coal mines. The foreign investors must be satisfied in Wales. I've often read about the high productivity.
But unfortunately for me, little is done in the field of research and development here. That's really what I'd like to get into. If there's any R&D activity at all, it focuses on cost reduction rather than new product development and design. I'll probably end up on my father's sheep farm.
That's right. The sheep are another thing that comes to mind when I think of Wales.
All 10 million of them. They outnumber the humans by more than 3 to 1. 80% of our land is still used for agriculture.
Well, that draws the tourists. Lots of people are looking for idyllic landscapes. We've got a lot of potential for tourism too, except for the beachgoers. Our water's too cold for them.
So, where's your bright spot?
Engineering. It's our largest manufacturing subsector.
In which areas?
Heavy machinery and aerospace. Not really my cup of tea. But Bombardier Aerospace is our largest industrial employer, with 5,400 workers in the greater Belfast area. It has definitely helped.
So I guess we shouldn't give up hope yet. We can always send the unemployed to Mars.
And leave the tourists and the sheep down here to fend for themselves.